Today in the studio with me, I have Julie Wright, who is the owner and director of Soma Massage and Wellness in South Portland. She has been practicing massage since 2003. She specializes in therapeutic and nurturing massage, stress reduction, grief recovery, healing, and balancing work, and lives with her partner and daughter in Bar Mills. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You have such an interesting background. I don't hear all the time that people who choose to go into massage, and you also have Reiki training. Is that?
Yes, I do.
You have Reiki training, but you have also worked for the Youth Resiliency Project, which is a branch of the People's Regional Opportunity Program, and you also did work with Outward Bound, and you just such a broad range of things.
Yeah. You know, I stumbled. I had the wonderful opportunity to stumble upon Outward Bound when I was a high school student in South Portland. I went for a 12-day sailing course and just fell in love with it. It really spoke to me being out on the water. The team building exercises, all of it was really just a pretty wonderful experience. And so I found out how to become a volunteer and go back. So that summer, I returned as a volunteer, and then from there, went through their staff training and became a member of, one of the instructors teaching in Maine and down in Baltimore as well. I did that, through college, and really loved the work. You know, being out, all the dynamics of being outdoors. Working with people, helping them really get connected to who they are and see their own resiliency, to see their own gifts, really spoke to me. And that's how it kind of started and continued and still remains a strong passion of mine, even though I'm not teaching anymore.
So it's interesting that the work that you do now is also about connecting people to themselves in a slightly different way, but it's still helping people bridge whatever gaps they need to.
Exactly. I think that's one of the things that I love and feel so honored about being a massage therapist and a body worker is the opportunity to work with people. And, there's certainly the clients that come in for pain management or discomfort, and that's very sort of physical and concrete. And then there's a whole spectrum of people who are really looking to just find more comfort within themselves. And those particular clients, just I enjoy so much supporting them and helping them feel that comfort and balance. And it does weave through the work of educating and then being a body worker. I see is an extension of that. We are helping people to become more aware of themselves and empowering them, and it's a wonderful blessing to be doing that. I feel blessed each day that this is what I get to call work.
So what was the turning point for you that caused you to decide, okay, I think I'd like to do massage now?
Yeah, well, so to back up, when I was at USM, there was a non-credit class that came up, and it was introductory to massage therapy. And I was pretty excited about that. It just spoke to me for some reason. I hadn't even at that point had a professional massage. It was just, I knew there was an interest. And so I signed up for the class. It was, just like a 6-week, once a week class. And I went through the program and just loved it. It just, it lit up something in me that I was like, wow, this is pretty great. And I was already at USM in the social behavioral science, so working with people was something I knew I wanted to do. And this just sort of opened a different door that I hadn't considered. And after the class, I went to the instructor and actually had my first massage and with her. And I, as I said, I fell in love with it. I loved it. And then from there, it was just a pursuit to sort of figure out how I would get to school while I was already in school and make that all work. About 10 years after having taken that class at USM, I was working for PROP here in Portland in the Youth Resiliency Program. And there was a few budget cuts that needed to happen, and one of was sort of reconstructing what my position was. when I saw that, I could kind of see the writing on the wall and where things were going. And I said, you know, this is really the time for me to go follow something that actually continued to speak to me for those 10 years. So I found myself back in school. I decided upon Spa Tech that was in Portland, or is in Portland. And I went through their holistic massage program and never turned back. You know, it was just, I finally felt like I was on the right path. And from there, continued. I worked for a chiropractor for a while and learned a lot from working at his office. And I always knew, I think, going back to my time with Outward Bound, excuse me, and in experiential education settings, working with other instructors and creating community and holding space for people just was something that felt natural to me and that I wanted to continue. And so building Soma, I think, has roots in that. And that's what I set out to do about a year or two after completing my massage certification.
I went to Soma, as you know, a few weeks ago for a massage, and I was really struck by how it's in South Portland, but it's in this interesting neighborhood that has continued to evolve since the new bridge went in. And it's a neighborhood that I think people have a lot of affection for.
Absolutely. It's, so we've been there. This will be starting our 12th year in 2017, and we've seen it. We've seen businesses kind of come and go, but at the same time, there's been traction, and it's been growing and growing. And there's a great love and affinity for that little downtown area. If you go around the corner a little bit to the Willard Beach area where Scratch Bakery is and the other 158, I think people have been looking for more small boutique style stores or cafes to go to. Portland has a wonderful selection of things. But for the folks living in South Portland, it's nice to, I think everyone was sort of rooting for and excited to see that growth start to happen. And so, yeah, there's a lovely, vibrant, really artistic community that's growing over there.
It has a very welcoming sense to it.
Yeah.
That neighborhood, but also Soma in particular.
Oh.
I think when you first walk in the door, I was struck by the diversity of the clientele that was there, but everybody was welcome. You know, the front office was more than happy to have whatever conversation was needed. I think somebody was there who had never had a massage before. Or I've had a few massages, and it was just that wanting to connect from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody walks through the door.
Yeah.
It seems as though you have a variety of different practitioners who
we
work
do.
There.
We do. We have right now. There's about 20 massage therapists on staff, and you know, with varying degrees of experience and passion. We have folks that have recently graduated from school, and so we're sort of their first spot to practice, and then we have seasoned practitioners who've been practicing for 13, 14, 15 years. And so I think that spectrum really lends itself to that sense of welcoming. Everyone's excited about what they're doing, whether it's new and fresh or something that they've been doing for a while, and the opportunity to work with a network within the team that we've created, I think is quite special as well. You know, beyond the massage aspect, we also work with Heather Kingsley, who is an acupuncturist, and she's been with us since the day we opened, and Sangeeta Pedro is a naturopathic doctor that has been with us for a couple years. And then we've recently started working with a gentleman named Sada, who is an Ayurvedic health counselor. So we have, beyond massage, we have this other, you know, spectrum of healthcare offered as well, which I think is exciting.
I completely agree, and I've seen the interest in this type of healing work has really just grown by leaps
Absolutely.
And bounds.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I'd say, you know, in the years that I've been practicing, in the beginning, you know, I had to explain a little bit more about what I was doing. And in particular, when you start to add in pieces like Reiki or other energy work. Today, more and more people are seeking that out, the acupuncture. They're seeking out naturopathic care, certainly, and then even, as I said, the polarity work or energy work, people are a lot more attuned to, which I think is wonderful, because there's this whole other spectrum of how to take care of yourself versus, you know, heading straight to your primary care.
Well, tell us about Reiki. For someone who's listening who's never really experienced this before, what is Reiki? What does it do, and what can it be good for?
Well, I can probably lump that into polarity work as well, because that's a little bit more of my stronger training. But certainly, it's all you know, about energy that we have within, or that we find in nature and around us. And I guess harnessing that and helping it, using it to help center ourselves mentally and spiritually. The work itself is very gentle, and more often than not, a client is, which does make it a nice option for people who might be new to body work, that you don't need to undress. You just come in, lie on the table. Obviously, you're doing an intake form and discussing with your practitioner about what's going on. But it's, generally speaking, it's light handholds and pressure points, and really wonderful for stress reduction and relaxation. You know, some people infuse other things, use of crystals, or chanting, or sound therapy. Again, those services are offered at Soma as well. Yeah, it's a lovely experience, certainly, if you've not had it before and looking for something more gentle and relaxing.
Is there a difference between polarity work and Reiki?
Well, the difference is probably boils down to intention and the tools that you use. Polarity was created many years ago by a chiropractor and naturopath, and sort of looking, infusing Chinese meridian points as well. So, and Reiki traditionally is came from Japan as a healing practice. The difference was the intention, or the result is very much the same, but how you go about getting there and the tools that you use are different.
So it's an interesting description, because I've been doing acupuncture now for about 11 years, and and in my training as a doctor who does acupuncture rather than someone who's a master's in acupuncture and what they call oriental medicine, you can do Japanese acupuncture, you can do scalp acupuncture, you can do Chinese acupuncture, but you're right, it's different sort of roads that bring you to the same place, and it's all about energy. It's just that some people seem to resonate more with a specific technique than others.
Exactly. I think that's true in all body work, you know, which is nice that there is a spectrum to choose from, because not one single thing speaks to everybody. So it's nice to have that variety, certainly.
Yeah, I think that's an important point too, because a lot of people just think, okay, massage. Massage is where somebody puts their hands on your shoulders and helps you relax. But that's not really, that's a very simple way of looking at
it.
But I've had sports massage and deep tissue massage and relaxation massage and hot stone massage. And the massages that I've had are as different as the people who are giving them.
Absolutely. And that, you know, to weave Soma in there a little bit with that, you know, that was one of the things that I was really excited about when we created Soma, and the intention behind it was to create options for people. And we looked at the menu and what we could provide, because, you know, certainly at that point in time, as I said earlier, massage therapy was massage therapy, and it was still, you know, people, I had to still explain what that was. But in that, you know, there are, as you said, there are many different styles. There's sports, neuromuscular, deep tissue. What I wanted to do with Soma was, again, with the idea of kind of building that community and really sense of trust within our center, was to create a menu that our clients could decide for themselves what style they wanted, versus coming in and getting maybe everything all mixed into one, but creating the options that they could choose a, you know, a really relaxing session, because all they wanted was just to reduce their stress and feel cozy and comforted. Or we have, you know, a lot of athletes that come in that need more deep tissue focus work. So we try to break that out so we could create, again, those options for our clients. And honestly, I feel like doing that lended itself to help create that sense of community that is felt at Soma.
The massage that I had at Soma was a mane-themed massage.
Yeah.
So it started with a foot bath that included... I think there was some balsam
there.
I believe you have something to do with this.
Yeah. So just a life passion, interest, hobby has been, you know, making essential oil blends and lip balms and oils and bath products. And so over the progression of Soma becoming what it is, I... realize, wow, there's something here. I can maybe make some things and use them in these sessions, and started doing that and got a really lovely response from our clients. And so, yes, now when I'm home on our farm, I'm spending more time, you know, creating those blends and growing what I can and using what's coming from our farm as much as possible in those, and then sharing them with our guests at Soma, and in particular around the holidays, selling some of those things too. Yeah, so it's fun.
Well, it was really interesting because it did kind of bring in the connection to the outdoors.
Yeah.
And it was very Maine.
Yeah.
You know, this idea that we have things around us that we can use to stay healthy.
Yeah.
We just have to connect back to the place that we live in.
That's right, yeah.
So how does a person that grew up in South Portland end up with an interest in being on a farm and growing things and making stuff? And how did that happen?
Yeah, well, I think it does lend itself to my years working for Outward Bound out on Hurricane Island. Learned a lot about being self-sufficient and homesteading. And that certainly sparked an interest. I have to give credit to my partner, who's very much the motivator behind leaving South Portland, even though I'm born and raised in this area and I love South Portland, but moving, you know, 20 minutes, half hour out of town gave us this space and land to do a little more of growing for ourselves and dabbling in farming. You know, we have American guinea hogs, which are on the endangered list, and they're a wonderful animal, and we have goats and chickens and lots of gardens. So it was a passion of mine too, or an interest I should say, but it was really my partner's passion that said, let's go and do this. And that's what we're sort of in the midst of it right now, just seeing where it's going to go. Not sure yet, but it's exciting.
Well, I love the scents that that you've created. Those are the ones that I have smelled. I think that you were kind enough to provide me with, I think one was a room spray.
Oh, yes.
And a travel spray. And there was really something, it wasn't too sweet. It was really, it's gentle and it was a little spicy. And and I really could get a little bit of a sense of who you were by the scent.
That's great. Thank you.
You gave to me.
Yeah.
And then also, you gave me this lovely mug that says Soma on it, and I must tell you that my almost 21-year-old loves that mug.
That's
so
great.
So you have some sort of interesting artistic temperament, I believe, that's going on here as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. First off, I'm glad that you enjoyed those things. Shannon Wong is one of our massage therapists, and she's a potter. So she created the mug and other mugs that we sell at Soma as well. I think being in bodywork, working with our hands, is really about expressing something inside of us. And so I think there are a lot of, but certainly at Soma, there's some artists, and I think in this field, people who want to express themselves with their hands, I think it's a natural extension to be interested in doing other things as well that do that, you know, in particular, in the field of art, whether it's painting or potter or for me blending essential oils and natural products.
And how does this all balance for you with raising your 9-year-old daughter?
Some days it doesn't, quite honestly. I'm the one that needs to remind myself I need to go get a massage. I think there's, a sense of joy and excitement in the chaos of life. And, certainly there's some days that we're running around and feels a little nutty, but it all comes back to center because we're creating the life we want, and that feels really special and like a gift, really. And so subsequently, I can't complain about the nuttiness too much.
But you raise an important point, and that is that not everyone feels as if they are creating the lives that they want. Many people feel as if they somehow made decisions and then they ended up somewhere, and now they're just kind of slogging through.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear that, and I see that, with people who are coming in to get work. And I, again, doing this kind of work, I love supporting people to kind of help them find that passion and to step out. But whether you are working within your passion and that helps to feed your life financially, or if you have a job that you do, you still have a role to play, and there's something wonderful in finding your joy, getting out there. Maine is a wonderful place to live and certainly raise a family. Getting outdoors is a way to connect to yourself and find that spark. Certainly getting body work helps that. I feel blessed that my work aligns with what I get to do every day, and I love it. But certainly if it wasn't the case, there's lots to do to find that balance and that passion and help you feel more connected in your life and what you're doing each day.
Well, now that we're in a new year, I'm sure that people are going to be interested in pursuing wellness paths, and massage is probably one of them. If you have clients who are coming to you that are trying to connect, what types of things besides the body work that we talked about, or polarity, energy work, what types of conversations do you have with your clients that might help them with that, finding their passion?
I think journaling is a wonderful way to kind of see through the clutter. Certainly finding a meditation class or taking a yoga class, walks in nature, and then coming back with a pen and piece of paper and kind of writing out your thoughts. I think we can find themes if we do it long enough. And that's certainly something that I do talk with people about. There's wonderful books out there. I'm a big fan of Louise Hay. I'm not sure if you've read any of her things or not, but I enjoy her work, in particular the book You Can Heal Your Life, because of the insight that she shares about her own life and then how she sort of turned things around. She had cancer and was able to, for her, it worked to make some changes in her life that helped her. But she feeds into that book. In the very back, there's affirmations about different parts of different ailments or different parts of your body that might be blocked or whatever. And I love that. I feel like it's a great tool that I use for myself and share with my clients as well. I guess to answer that, I think, finding something that speaks to you and or speaks to the client or person and giving permission to get out and do that, As we said before, Maine is a beautiful place, lots of, mountains and oceans and beautiful scenery to get out and push yourself a little bit and find the grit and see what's there.
So what would you like to do in 2017? What is your intention?
This year, my daughter's getting older, and she's 9 and feels like she's going on 14. My intention, really as a mother and a partner, is to stay centered and grounded in being a mother and partner. The years of building a business, there's a lot of stress that's involved with that, a lot of energy and output that is output. And while I feel blessed and, as I said, excited to be able to do this work and having created something, I also made some decisions that put a lot of more focus on out. And so now, this year, I really am looking forward to being super present with all the activities that my daughter's in. She's in drama and is a singer and loves karate, so I'm really excited about helping to support her and nurture the things that she loves. And also, you know, continue with the projects, working on the farm, and you know, we have these ideas of expanding Soma, but we'll see where that goes. Right now, I'm pretty focused on being a mom.
Well, I hope that people who are listening will find it within themselves to schedule a massage over at Soma, or maybe some an Ayurvedic consult or yeah. some acupuncture, because it really is a lovely spot that you've created.
Thank you.
Very homey, relaxing, quiet. It's really, it would be a gift to yourself to make that call, or even actually schedule online, which
yes.
I found very convenient
yeah.
because, you know, you have a menu of things to choose from, and it's nice to be able to go in and just know, all right, this is what I'm going to be doing, and have it all done. But I think it's important in the new year to be able to spend that time on yourself.
Absolutely.
During the holidays, we get a little bit outside of ourselves.
Absolutely.
The new year is a time to focus back in.
Yeah.
So, Julie, I appreciate all the work that you have done to bring Soma into to life. I guess you
Thank
have
you.
Essentially, what, an almost 12-year-old child
yes,
in Soma.
Yes, very feels like that. Yes.
yes. And I encourage people to reach out to you and really learn how it is that you've kind of figured out this path for yourself, because it seems like this idea of creating one's life is something that you've worked on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Julie Wright, who is the owner and director of Soma Massage and Wellness in South Portland. She's been practicing since 2003 and specializes in therapeutic and nurturing massage, stress reduction, grief recovery, healing, and balancing work. I appreciate your coming in.
Thank you, Lisa.